Blog Talk Radio.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is
again, you are good, and your mercy endures forever. Now come on, clap your hands and shout if you believe it tonight. Come on, everybody.
Good and your mercy endureth forever. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Salt of the Earth. This is your girl, Sister Alexandra. I want to thank everyone for coming on today. Amen, amen, amen. You know, guys, today is Friday.
You're listening to the Bay Area's hottest prayer line. That's Guilty of Loving and Serving God with Sister Alexandra.
Amen, amen. And let me get back to my story, amen. But so my daughter just got out of the hospital, amen. I want to thank all you guys for the prayers and everything. She's doing fine. She's still not completely ready to come back on, but I want to thank you guys for bearing with me, amen, as she go through her recovery. But so we're out and about. We're out and about, amen. And I just want you guys to pray for me today, because today in California, it is a beautiful day, and I'm out here taking care of some of my daughter's business. So I knew I would not make it back at home in time. But guess what? We are salt of the earth, and we do everything on the go. So we're out here in the public, and we're mixing with people today. And I'm asking you guys today to pray for me, because I may step out in boldness today, amen, and talk to some of the people that are out here shopping, amen? So we're going to try something new today. We're going to try something new today, and I also have list strips with my information on it. So I may be stepping out, talking to some people, amen, about the Lord and just asking them basic questions, because, you know, here at the Salt of the Earth, we have no strangers. We know no strangers, amen, and we are all God's children. So just pray for me today. My topic is pray for me, because today I'm stepping out in faith. I'm going to be talking to people, amen, and I'm going to be spreading the word of God as always, amen. So today, when you guys hear me say pray for me, amen, and I will continue to pray for you, and then we will probably open up the floor and let some people speak today, amen, because I'm not at home with everything that I should be looking at. So we're going to step out in faith, and we're going to do this, because again, we are the salt of the earth, the church with no walls, but the kingdom within. Now, I'm going to start it off today like this. So while I was out taking care of my daughter's business, amen, I met a young lady by the name of Brenda. I went into Jamba Juice, and we just started talking. I mean, she was just the most pleasant person, and she began to tell me her story about that she stopped smoking. The Lord delivered her from a lot of things, amen. And I just want to know right now, Sister Brenda, are you on the line? Amen. Because I invited Sister Brenda. Amen. Sister Brenda, are you on the line? Amen. Okay, so she may not be on yet. But she was the most pleasant person. Amen. And she told me the Lord delivered her from smoking. And she said she used to drink. And she said now all her friends are, you know, they looking at her. The friends that when she was in the world, she said when she was going through, she had no support. She said the only person that kept her going was the Lord. Amen. And so, oh, I see Sister Brenda now. Amen. So you know what? I told you I was going to step out of faith. Amen. So I'm going to go ahead and talk to Sister Brenda now, so she will be able to give you guys her little version. Amen. Sister Brenda, hi.
Every Friday at 3 p.m. It's called Shut of the Earth. It's a prayer line. We don't ask to donate to it all now. We are now.
Okay, yeah, so if you hear before we get off, okay?
Then I'll dial back in.
There you go. Thank you, Sister Brenda.
Thank you.
All right, you have a good one. You can have a hug. Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Trish.
It's a pleasure to meet you as well.
And what was your name again?
Alexandra.
Alexandra.
Oh, here, and I gave you one of these, right? One of the strips.
Yeah.
So I want you to please come back and join us. You're invited. Yes, thank you. You're great. So see,
I can't start my day without
you. Can't. Mm-hmm. You can't. Amen. So I look forward to hearing you online,
yes,
and we will be talking.
Okay.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Have a great day, Sister Brenda.
I know I meant to be there because yesterday. there was a shooting right outside of the gym, and I was still outside, and I just hit the deck from what I learned from years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
And I dipped in the bushes, and I laid down for 10 or 15 minutes until they were done.
Uh-huh.
You know, the police.
Uh-huh.
And I got up and went back in the gym.
See? Oh, my God. Your instinct just kicked in. Look at God. Look at God. Amen. So thank you again,
yeah.
Brenda. I hope to see you online, and we will be talking.
Yes,
I'll be texting you, okay?
Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Amen. So, guys, here we are. We're out here at Safeway Plaza. I needed to go to the store and pick up something. And so while I'm out again, you know, we know no strangers. So I'm going to be talking to people. We're close to Easter. So I will be interacting with my brothers and sisters and reaching out. Amen. Because I see other people up here, they're reaching out as well. Amen. Amen. So I'm walking into the store, guys. Amen. Hello, sister. How are you? Hey, you look gorgeous. Look at you. Hey. Hi, my name is Alexandra Cole. I am the host of The Salt of the Earth, and we are on live on my prayer line.
Okay.
Amen. You need as much prayer as you can get. Amen, sister. Amen. So I came into the store to pick up one or two things. And so my prayer line comes on at 3.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought I would interact with some of God's people today. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want
to get a balloon for my granddaughter's 3-year-old birthday.
Oh.
Here with my daughter.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, happy birthday to your grandbaby.
Okay.
Happy birthday to her.
Okay.
And so
reach out to me. I don't have a church home.
You don't have a church home?
Five,
that's what I got for you. Here you go. Here's one of my strips every Friday online. And what's your name, sister?
Renee,
come back. See this number right here? I want you to call this number every Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to start texting you, girl, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you could come on The Salt of the Earth, and I want you to listen with us. And you now have a church home. Okay, I want to get you started. I want you to come on the prayer line and pray with us. Okay?
So that's your number.
This is my number. Every Friday.
So when I call you, you'll have my number.
I will have your number. And I don't want you to forget me. Okay?
Don't you forget me.
I won't. And I will pray for you. Okay? Thank you. Have a great one. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Have a great one, Renee. So, amen. So, I am reaching out. I'm walking through the store. Amen. And I'm loving it. Amen. I see people shopping. Amen. How you doing, brother? You doing good? My name is Alexandra Cole. I am the host of a prayer line called Salt of the Earth. And I know you may not have heard of it. Amen. But I want to give you this little strip. And I just have one question for you. Amen. And my question to you is, do you know who our Lord and Savior is? You do? Amen. Do you need prayer in your life? Is there something that you need from the Lord?
As of right now, I'm in a rush, but I'll call you.
You'll call me?
Give me
there you go. Every Friday. Amen. So we're on live. Would you like to say something to the people live on our program?
No, I'm going to call.
You go call in?
I'm going to call.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, thank you. You have a great day, brother. Amen. Amen. So we keep moving, amen, because that's what we do. Okay. Well, I'm going through the store, and I'm looking for my product. Amen. And I see a young lady over here that I want to talk to. We're live on my prayer line, and we just want to say hi to you. Are you available to say hi?
Hi.
Yes. How are you? My name is Sister Alexandra. Let me give you this little strip right here. And I am with I'm the host of Salt of the Earth. Amen. We're every Friday we're a prayer line. We just come on once a week, Friday at 3.
Mm-hmm.
And we're on live now because I'm in the store getting something for my daughter, picking up something.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to go ahead and do it while I was, you know, picking up her thing.
Right.
Amen. Exactly. So I just want to ask you a question. Do you have a prayer? Do you have a church or anything that you go to?
No. To be quite honest, I haven't been to church physically since before COVID.
Really? So you haven't been to church in a while?
Yeah, but I listen to this preacher by the name of this.
Okay, while we were in COVID, right? Was it while you were in COVID?
No, it was way before COVID.
Way before COVID?
Yeah.
Amen. So you still need deliverance?
Yes, ma'am.
You do? Okay, so you come on the side of the earth. We're going to pray with you. We're going to get you back well. How about that?
Amen.
Amen. So, okay, so would you like to let them know, amen?
The price for me.
And what's your name,
Kimberly?
Please? Okay, amen. Everyone on the side of the earth, this is Sister Alexandra, and this is Kimberly. She needs prayer because she said she was going through a bit of depression. So we want to pray for Sister
Kimberly,
amen, so that she can have her breakthrough. And we invited her to come on the side of the earth. Amen.
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 All right. Thank you so much, Kimberly. You have a great day. Thank you. God bless you. Amen. So I'm in the store, amen, and I am still walking. So, guys, remember I told you, I asked you guys to pray for me while I walk through the store and do what I need to do. So God got a lot of people out here that need. She said she didn't have a church home, so she'll do her best to try to listen. Amen. But if not, amen, if not, that's okay, because that's what we do. We reach out anyway. Amen. Amen. How are you? Great, brother. I'm the host of Salt of the Earth, and I have a prayer line. Amen. Do you need prayer for anything? We're on live right now. Right there. We're on live right now. I just have to talk to the lady over there named Kimberly. She needs a prayer. So right now, I have my members online. They're anything that you need prayer for, so we can pray for you and with you. Go ahead.
Ask the Lord to order my steps if anything.
Amen. Amen. Okay. And anything else?
I that.
Can you give us your name, brother?
Xavier.
Okay, I'm going to give you one of these strips for Xavier. This is when we come on, okay? Every Friday at 3. If you can find the time, the call. We will pray with you and we will help you get through whatever what you need, okay? And pray that you get your blessings, because this is 2022 and you need those blessings, those financial blessings. I know you need them, right? Amen. So we're going to pray those financial blessings with you for nothing. We don't want anything. Ask us for money or anything. Just your presence. Amen. That's good?
Oh, thank you. Y'all stay blessed. I appreciate you all.
Amen. Thank you, brother. You have a great day, okay? Amen. Amen. So we're still walking. Amen. We're still walking through the door. Hey, I have another sister I'm finna talk to. Amen. This is Sister Alexandra live with the Salt of the Earth prayer line. Amen. And we have another sister here that's waiting in line, I guess, to pick up her prescription.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So is there anything that you need prayer for, or that you need the Lord to pray, you know, to help you with?
Prayer for my feet.
Go ahead. Tell the audience online.
Prayer for my feet.
Okay. Tell them your name.
Stephanie.
Okay. So this is Stephanie. Mm-hmm. I'm Stephanie, everyone. And she needs prayer for her feet. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. Okay. So we're going to ask the Lord to right now in prayer, pray for you. We're going to pray for you right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for Stephanie. because of her. Lord, I ask you to touch her from the top of her head to the tip of her toes. Lord, I ask that you bring healing and relief.
Yes, Lord.
God, mighty, mighty name. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Stephanie. We're the salt of the earth. Everybody, I have ran up the strip. I don't have the question for the day of my life.
Okay.
But come on, every Friday, I pray for you. I pray.
Thank
amen.
You.
Have a blessed day. All right. Amen.
Salt of
earth. I wish you had a pen. If you had a pen, I could even write it down for you. See, come on. We come on every Friday and we pray for you financially. We do healing, everything. Have a website. Amen. I just gave it to her. Thank you so much, sweetheart. Have a good day. You have the number. To make girl, you can't sleep at night. We pray with you. You follow.
Amen.
Amen. You need any prayer?
I always need prayer.
You do? Amen. My name is Sister. I am the salt of the earth. Amen. Do you have any request for God at this time? Any prayer? What type of prayer do you need? Financial, healed? What type of prayer do you need right now? Your body?
Oh, God. I'm getting numb and stuff like that.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so.
I was still working. God is good.
You still here? He ain't through with you. That's what he ain't through with you.
I know.
Amen. So you need to be on the with every we start at 3 for 1 hour. Right now, I'm they hear everything.
Okay.
Okay. I'm with you,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
And do you have a phone so I can text you the information, sister, so we can pray for you financially and for your healing? Amen, because God answered prayer.
Oh, God. Good job.
God is good. Okay. Amen. We were back. So I gave her the number. Amen. And she is going to tune in with us because she needs prayer and she's also looking for a financial blessing. Amen. So we're going to go continue. Amen. You have a blessed day, sister.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and we... God always does. Don't he always come through?
I know it. He just took care of me.
Tell him. Tell them online. Tell him.
He has took care of me. If I live on April the 14th, it'd be 68 years. And
amen.
I can run with my grandbaby.
Amen.
My hand's just not no good for holding that sign for PG&E all these years. But, you know, everything wears out. Nothing lasts forever but God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Give God. Hallelujah.
There you go. There you go. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. You
thank
stay
you.
Blessed and stay in touch, okay?
Yeah,
so stay in touch.
Thank
you so much. You call that number so I can get you set up.
Yes.
Amen. Here go another beautiful queen. We can't let the beautiful queen go. Amen. Yes, you are. My name is Sister Alexandra. I have a prayer line called the Salt of the Earth. I'm supposed to be in here picking up my daughter's stuff, but in the meantime, I said, Lord, I'm in here with all these people. I know some of these people need some healing and some blessings, amen, and some prayer. Amen. So who cannot say they don't need prayer? Amen. You need prayer? Go ahead. Tell the audience. Hold on. Go ahead.
Hi there. My mom, of course, has been she has this rare cancer in her brain, but she's going through all the process right now. So we believe in the supernatural.
Okay, there you go.
And so we're just, you know, standing and interceding for her. So
okay, and so tell them your name.
My name is Jill.
Okay, Jill. Jill. And you're praying for your sister, right?
For Sharon.
Okay, so if you have the time, I'm going to give you a number, okay? And you can text on every Friday once a week,
okay.
3 o'clock. Okay, we're live now. Okay, and we will stand in prayer with you for whatever you need for as long as you need. And we also have midnight prayer at nighttime if you can't sleep, you're still up. You know, we're there for you. We're there for you, okay? Amen. So I'm going to give you this number. Can you put it in your phone? And then I'll text you the information.
Yeah, thank you. Okay,
one moment. Person, amen. Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. For his goodness. His blessing. His healing. His anointing.
Amen. And thank you so much. It was a blessing talking to you. You stay blessed, okay? Okay, thank you so much. What you say? Say that again. So
going around the stove because everybody needs prayer.
Amen.
So you'll never get out of here.
Amen.
Stop praying. You know they say.
Amen. Thank you, good ladies. Yes. Yes. Power. You guys have a blessed one. All three of you queens. You beautiful. Amen. Is my audience still with me? Amen. 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 Is my sister's on the line with me? Amen. Brother Prevost, are you here? Brother Prevost, are you here with me? Amen. Amen. Well, I see a lot of people online. Amen.
Yes,
but I only hear.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Amen, brother.
Yeah, I hope.
Amen. Did you hear? Did you see? Hear all those people that the Lord allowed me to talk to in the store? Did you just hear what that young lady said? She said, I'll be here all day because they don't need prayer. She said, and if they don't need prayer, she said, if they don't need prayer, they must know Satan. Amen.
For real.
I'm in the store looking, amen. I am meeting people, amen, and giving them information about the Father of the Earth. This was not planned, guys, because I was not home. This was not planned. But I am so glad that I stepped out of faith. That's why I ask you guys, pray for me. Pray for me while I'm, amen, going up and down, talking to people. To people. It's a beautiful thing when you can do that and get feedback from the people. You'll be surprised. The people that won't say anything will be the ones that say they need prayer. Everybody I met said they need prayer. So you know God is needed. God is needed. Amen.
Amen.
So this is sometimes what we have to do. We have to step out in faith. Amen. We have to step out in faith.
Right to her. Yes, Lord.
For the people. Amen. And y'all should know, Alexander talks so much, you know I'm going to be here talking to folks, amen?
Amen.
I'm talking to people, amen, making new friends, amen, people are busy talking about their business, and I'm trying to lock what I'm doing. I think see so many people talking. Yeah. Amen. But again, this is Friday. So next Friday, guys, is Good Friday. You know what we are going to be getting ready for, right? We're going to be getting ready. Amen. We are going to be getting ready for resurrection. Amen. So I don't know if we don't believe in no Easter eggs and buns. Am I right, Preto? Are you there? We don't believe in no bunnies now. We don't believe in no Easter eggs and bunnies now. We know that's not of God.
No.
That's not of God. I don't know why it took so long. I mean, but once I found out, when somebody comes down and sits me with no toys, said, and bunnies don't lay eggs when I was little, I was like, okay, I'm over it now. I'm over it. So I don't have any grandkids, but we're going forward. In my house, we will serve the Lord. And nothing else. I won't be having no fantasies in my house. That witchcraft. That's witchcraft. That ain't nothing of God,
man. Man, I listened to the radio yesterday, and they were having an Easter egg. It had 100,000 eggs. I said, that was a lot of eggs.
100,000?
100,000. Some church in Texas, we don't have an Easter egg, huh? They got 100,000 eggs.
A big
Yeah, looks like you're going out.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm gonna go on outside. I see some kind of scare. How you guys doing? Hi. Oh, help me move. Okay, well, how about you help me now? I'm talking about my prayer line right now. I am the host of Father of the Earth.
Definitely helped me improve.
Amen.
In the last 12 years,
to talk to people, amen.
I wasn't at the top. But wait a minute, I stepped in. That's one about their business going to the store. They picked up items. They're stopping. Not getting feedback. And everybody here, they need prayer. Trying to do their best to come on the top of the earth. Amen. But if they don't, the top of the earth, you still don't stop. You still don't stop. I mean, we can pick them up. It's going to get warm. So every time, they get better when summertime comes back. Sometimes I'm not out in the bathroom. Stuff that I'll be doing, sharing. So I'll be preparing something when I'm actually talking with you. So I know when I get down here, you can say,
them about. So I'll probably drive in summer. So people are getting it. I know you're there for a long time. I'll try to get better equipment than there. Maybe sometimes I'll be able to run this line.
Our prayer, and to take the word of God
her spot.
We definitely will have her on the prayer line. Amen. Amen. I don't know if you guys heard me when I just prayed. Amen. You guys hear me?
Amen.
Amen.
You're heard a bit. Amen.
Is there any more praise report or prayer at this time? Amen. It's a beautiful day out here in California. I'm hoping you guys got beautiful weather as well.
It's a beautiful day in Texas.
I have a comment, if you don't mind.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Like earlier when we were talking about the Easter Bunny, a thought came to my mind. You know how when we were teenagers, we didn't really listen to our parents?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I believe that it had something to do with this Easter Bunny thing. Because we, as parents, we basically lie. Well, I ain't going to say we, but parents basically lie to their children. Tell them there's a Easter Bunny, a Santa Claus, a Tooth Fairy. And then after years of lying, we say we just playing, having fun. But after years of lying to our children and then telling them we've been lying to you for years, now we expect the kids to listen to us after we've lied to them for years. We don't realize the emotional and mental anguish something like this causes a child to find out something I've been raised to believe is real ain't real. And I believe that's why a lot of people turn from the church once they get grown. Like kids that was raised in church like myself, when we find out the Easter Bunny ain't real, Santa Claus ain't real, the Tooth Fairy ain't real, how can I believe you when you tell me Jesus is real when all these other characters you told me about aren't real? So I believe that is having a major effect on the children not listening to their parents, because if you've been lying to me for 10 years, 9 to 10 years about whether or not this person is real or not, how do I know you're not still lying? So that was just my take on, you know, the Easter Bunny thing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You're right. So I understand why really when the parents know the truth that they even go through the phase of telling their kids that. Is it because that they want their kids to be involved in the Easter egg festivities, the party, the basket, the parties and stuff that they give? Is it because they want their kids to miss out? They want the kids to be involved when it comes to Christmas? They want the kids to believe that somebody other than themselves is giving them something because they care and watching if they're naughty or nice and all that type of stuff. And when they really know the truth, they want to go ahead and fabricate the story to their children anyway. And I don't know why they constantly watch the podcast that they're not true. You have to go back and reconstruct the story and tell them the reason why you told them. So I'm saying, when I'm in the beginning, you just teach them the right way. You know what I'm saying? You let them know that it is a day where people go out and buy. It's really a day where people make money off of it, because it really doesn't represent anything. That's, you know what I'm saying? It's just like a holiday. Like a holiday, whatever. Just a holiday they made up for them to have a festivity, because it has no meaning. It means nothing. It don't hold no weight, no power, no anything. But I'm just, so I think it's better if the parents just break it down to them and tell them the truth. This is that they celebrate, and this is when, you know, give their kids maybe Easter eggs and baskets and stuff like that. But in this house, you know, we always have candies and sweets for you or whatever. See, that's the really better way to teach them, you know, so you won't even have to lie to them. That's more where they can deal with something older. You won't have to reconstruct the story and explain why that's not true, that's wrong, or something happens, a fantasy. Why would you want your kids to be in a fantasy? I'm just saying, why would you want your kids to be in a fantasy? Doesn't that make sense? Why would you? eye to your kids because they're going to grow up with their life. So you might as well, you sometimes we need to tell, teach that children a trick and talk to them, maybe not on an adult level, but level where they can understand. So if they grow up and get older, when they ask you questions, then you won't have to keep changing your story. Your story will be consistent. You know what I'm saying? So if you tell them, if you kind of explain to them in the beginning, you won't have to go back and reconstruct it later on. But I think the reason why I'm for allow so the kids fit in, because that's something for the kids, it's a holiday for the kids. So instead of them being an adult in the situation, that's just my opinion, instead of them being an adult in the situation, they go ahead and fabricate these stuff to the children, and because they want their children to fit in and be a part of the festivities or whatever. So that's my
hear me.
Okay, so
like there anything happened today? Amen.
We can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
No, I can't. We can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
No.
You can't hear me? Can you? Okay. Okay. Can you hear me now?
You can hear me right now.
Okay, so this is what happened today.
What did that say?
Did you hear anything that happened today?
I heard today, and that's about it.
Did you hear the people that was on today, that was talking today?
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
I want to make sure that you guys heard me talking to the people today.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if you guys heard me because my phone's breaking up. I'm working on getting better equipment, so it'll be able to, it'll be stronger. I'm really working on that because I know this is just a phone, so I got to get some better equipment, and I'm working on that. So we're going to be, I hope you guys heard today. I was in the supermarket. I was talking to a lot of people. I hope that you got to hear the people that said they needed prayer, amen, that they would, some of them, their best to come on the salt of the earth. So I'm letting you guys know during the summer coming up, I'll have better equipment, and we will be out and about with God's people, talking to them about prayer and talking to them about the Lord this summer. So we'll be out and about interacting with God's people. That's the best way to be. So I will be out there with them. And I'll have a topic that we'll be talking on, and we'll make sure that our equipment is better than this phone, because I know this is just a phone, and this is just for now. So that's why I was able to pray for me, because we're stepping out in faith, and we're trying to do some new things. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So at this, if everyone has their prayer report and praise report in, and there's nothing else that needs to be said, we're going to go ahead and close, because we know it is 4 o'clock. Amen. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you bless this prayer line, and we are looking for expansion and growth in Jesus' name. And as the days get better, Lord, we will be out interacting with everyone. Amen. Giving them the word of God, talking, engaging, and interacting with your people. Amen. And so, Father, I ask that you touch everyone on the prayer line. I ask that you touch them from the top of their head to the tip of their toes. I ask that you to embrace them and protect them. Protect them, their immediate family, their grandkids, and such the extended family members. Amen. Like Sister Connie and her son, Brother Jerry. We want to reach out to those that are in need. Father God, I ask you to work with us, be in our presence, and continue to give us strength as we grow in numbers. I just thank you, Father, for being who you are. I thank you for everything. I'm thankful. I am grateful. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I ask that you continue to be with us. And until we meet next week, I ask that you order their steps and watch over them as they go in and come out, as they go back and to and fro. They have your protection and love with them each and every step of the way until we meet again next week. In the name of Jesus, I seal this prayer with the power of the Holy Spirit and the blood.
Yeah, sure.
Amen. I want to thank everyone for coming on today.
It was a blessing interacting with you guys. And I'm really going to work on this. I really am. So that's one of my main things. But again, I'm glad you guys were able to get the adventure that we were having about talking to people in Oakland, California, as they were shocked. So we're going to do more interacting with the people to come. Amen. I want to thank everybody for coming. I want you guys to have a blessed day. Enjoy the weather. The weather is getting good. I want you to enjoy the weather. I want you to be safe. Amen.
Amen.
And I want you to know God. And I love you, but ain't nothing you can do about it.
Amen. Same here.
Amen. Amen. You guys have a blessed weekend. Enjoy it with your family and friends and stay safe until we meet again. You are my prayers. You are in my blessings. I love you guys. And I will talk to you Sunday at midnight. We have twilight, sunrise, twilight prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Have a blessed weekend. Enjoy it. And remember, of the earth, we are the church so far, but the kingdom is in. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You guys have a great day. I talk to you guys soon. And don't forget the prayer box, guys. Don't forget the prayer box. We still got a couple of people that God is going to bless, so we want to make sure we get everything in so we can get their blessing. We're not going to stop. We're going to pray. That's what we do. We are brothers and sisters in Christ, and we support each other. We help each other. We don't walk out on them. Amen. So we're going to stick and say we're going to be blessed, and we're going to bless things to other people. Amen. You guys soon. Have a great one. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce? who gave, who paid the price.
Who paid our price, right?
There's only one. If you know there's only one, make some noise.